Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a study that's out saying that MAGA Republicans would be more likely to endorse political violence than any other political group. And when I look at violence, and being a physician, evaluating patients with mental health issues, people with violent tendencies, you know, when I look at politics and the threat to our democracy, I know that violence can follow. But when these headlines are saying, well, it's MAGA Republicans, we need to kind of stop, evaluate what exactly they're studying and who they're trying to accuse of what, as it alone can start to fuel more violent sort of tendencies. And I have told you now for years that if things continue to go where they go, I wouldn't be surprised if America goes into a civil war. And this is what happens when individuals do not feel that they are being represented. We have a representative democracy. We elect people to represent us in our districts, in our states, for our country, what's best for our country. And when you elect somebody or you can't get somebody elected, you feel that your election or your vote doesn't count, and you feel that you don't have control of your money, of schools, of your security, of your border, things can get pretty violent. And look at what happened when people felt that there was police brutality that was unfortunately isolating certain demographics, and you saw how people turned to the streets, fires and ruining buildings. And you know, when people get mad, when people get angry, if they don't feel they're being heard, right, they get louder and they get louder. You know, I speak to you guys about whenever you fight with your spouse. All right. You know, my husband and I rarely raise our voices. Yeah, I might just say, I'm done. But for the most part, our fights don't raise our voices because I let him know I'm hearing him. I shut up. I let him talk. And then I want to be heard. And I'm like, I want to have my say. You have your say. But once you feel like you can't be heard, you start to shout. Right? Because you want to get louder. Just like with the kids. The kids are acting up. You're like, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Yeah, because they're not listening. And so if a person doesn't think the yelling and the shouting is going to do something, then they're going to be a little bit more, shall we say, forceful. So Texas right now is screaming. They're screaming for help on the border. But how are they doing it? Well, they trying to do their own border. They're trying to take, you know, control of parts of the border that Biden won't help with, putting up razor wire, putting buoys in the water. That's a form of them saying, look, we're going to take matters into our own hands. We want to fix this. Look at the schools. You see parents screaming at these school boards over things that are happening to their kids because they feel like they're not getting heard. And so this one study that was published in Plus One did a nationwide survey, and they called MAGA Republicans as Republicans who voted for Donald Trump in the 2020 election, which already is a kind of, I think, a ridiculous sort of label, because many people voted for, you know, MAGA. The media is trying to say MAGA is where you will die on the sword for Trump. But somebody who's conservative, and I've known Democrats that voted for Trump because they didn't like, you know, they didn't think Biden was a viable option. They didn't like what was happening in the Democratic states with COVID. You know, is that really a MAGA Republican? So they're trying to, Hillary Clinton has used this term. I think Obama, Biden, they're using that term as MAGA Republicans are completely off their rocker and extremists and revolutionary and all that. So they basically found in a sample of 7,200 individuals that included 1,100 MAGA Republicans, 640 strong Republicans, 1,500 other Republicans, 3,909 Republicans. MAGA Republicans are substantially more likely than others to agree strongly, very strongly, that in the next few years there will be a civil war in the United States. I think a lot of Democrats see that too. People were really mad with Roe v. Wade. You're really going to let Roe v. Wade and states deciding and the federal government staying out of abortion say, look, we don't want to deny it. We don't want to ban it. We don't want to be involved. It's not the government's job to get into the life of a woman's body. If, you know, the states want to make laws, but the federal government is not supposed to be involved in these decisions. You would think many people would say, okay, that, you know, we're starting to get government out of the lives of women's bodies, but no, it turned into another mess. And so, you know, people, I think, want to fight. And I don't think it's just MAGA Republicans. I think it's the average person who feels like they have no control. And it's getting ridiculous. Look how many people want to protect their own land. People have gotten shot on ranches in Texas because there's no authority helping them keep people or cartel off their property. They're, you know, and again, many of these migrants are innocent people fleeing, needing help. But there's bad people coming across the border. We all know that. It's common sense. Look at these parents screaming for help because their kids are dying of fentanyl overdose because they're getting exposed to drugs that they're not getting from their family doctor or dentist anymore. You know, the economy is scary. To be told that you can't go to work because of a virus, your kids can't go to school, yet marijuana stores can be open. You know, if people don't feel they're being represented, they're going to get angry. So the fact that this study came out about MAGA Republicans, I wouldn't be surprised if it encompasses anybody in any from all political parties. Because people do not like what's going on. 1-877-DOCDELLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So every year, each and every year, we get this survey of the best hospitals in the world or in the country. And, you know, I think it's USA Today, there's Health your U.S. News and Report and Health Grades. And when I see these things, I always wish that they would explain a little bit more about what that means. And when you have a hospital that gets a ranking, as they were listed in one of the top hospitals, that's fantastic. But some of the other hospitals that didn't get named, what does that mean? That means they're bad hospitals? No, it doesn't. And so I think we need to have a very honest conversation of what makes a good hospital versus a bad hospital. And having trained in multiple hospitals and having been a patient in multiple hospitals, I think I could kind of lay a little bit of clarity to this. So just to review, what happened this week is the Health Grades has listed the America's top hospitals for 2024. And there were many from California, many from Florida, and they had suggested in this, as people are reviewing this data, is if all hospitals would be as good as these top 250, hundreds of thousands of more lives would be saved. They said 13 states did not have any hospitals on the list. Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Delaware, Hawaii, Idaho, Louisiana, Maine, Mississippi, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Wyoming. Now, I'm telling you right now, they have fantastic hospitals there. So what Health Grades did was they analyzed more than 4,500 of the 6,000 hospitals nationwide, and they looked at a couple different, they looked at all the specialties, and they looked at the morbidity, you know, do people die, or do, they looked at the key aspects of, you know, did they die as a result of their condition at the hospital? Or did they experience additional health issues from the hospital? Now, they also looked at risk factors like pre-existing health conditions, age, gender, type of procedure performed, etc. A couple Las Vegas, I live in Las Vegas, so we had, I think, Southern Hills and Mountain View show up on the list, which is nice. But I got to tell you right now, I trained at UMC, University Medical Center. The University Medical Center is a damn good hospital. And anybody I've known that has gone there and that has had their life saved there, wow. Level 1 Trauma Center. Sunrise Hospital made the list, also a fantastic hospital. So what's going on here? Well, if Health Grades is rating the hospitals based on did you die in the hospital? All right, I could see why that could be a factor. But did you die because you got into an accident 50 miles away? Now, is it because there was so much traffic because of the stadium and F1 that an ambulance had to really struggle to get you in your medical need to the nearest hospital? Well, that's not the hospital's fault. That's then the city's fault and all the BS that could be going on with all the construction. Is it that you did not get regular health care visits? You came into this country as a migrant, and the first access to health care was in America, and by then your kidneys were shot, or the cancer was already, you know, completely metastasized. So these are things that we need to understand. So if some of the hospitals that didn't rank high are on the border, you know, there's only so much they could do if they're getting somebody that is already pretty sick. And I know they said they tried to rule out those other factors, but you know, those numbers do add up. And so if you have individuals that are in, let's say, high crime areas where there's, you know, shootings, that you're, you know, or let's say you had a terrible mass shooting. I mean, in Las Vegas, oh my gosh, what they were able to do during the Harvest 91 festival shooting, I mean, they were able, when Tupac was shot, he lived for days until sadly he couldn't hold on. What we've been able to do at some of our hospitals that might not make the list doesn't mean they're bad hospitals. But another metric is what happened to you when you were there. Did you experience other health issues? So if let's say you were, let's say, exposed to another patient with tuberculosis, okay? Somebody comes in, gets tuberculosis, now you get exposed to tuberculosis. So it's the hospital's job to make sure that you have, you know, a clean room, that everybody working with you is gloving up, masking, using a sterile technique. But if you are not in a private, fancy, expensive hospital where you get a private room, and you are in a hospital setting where you share a room, semi-private, or some hospitals where there's four people to a room, is that the hospital's fault? If they're in a part of the country or a part of the city that isn't all the bougie, fancy, each room is a very private room, most rooms are semi-private, then again, is that a hospital issue? If you fall and break a hip, is that the hospital's fault? Somebody could say yes, because there should have been staff making sure they walked you when you peed and all that. But what if there's somebody that doesn't follow directions? Now, they could look at trends, and one-offs wouldn't really mess with a person's ratings, but a hospital needs to be clean, a hospital needs to be staffed, a hospital needs to follow protocol, and a hospital needs to hire or have doctors and staff in there that are good. So that is on the hospital. And so if you are waiting in an ER for 8 hours because there's no beds, but there's no beds because they don't have staff and there's an empty ward upstairs, okay, that could be on the hospital because they couldn't staff it. But does that mean they're a bad hospital? You could have, when they do finally staff, some great, great care. So I have had care at multiple hospitals that have never worked, that don't often make these lists. And the reason why I had good care is because it was a competent, there was competent staff, it was clean, I was able to get in, there was no line, well, I mean, there was probably a line, but I was finally able to get in, and, they cared. That could be anywhere. But my fear is some of the hospitals that might not make the list might be ones that just don't have the funding. And so if you have patients that don't pay their bills, or they can't pay their bills, or they're, coming into the country, or they're, they're sick, and they say thank you, but there's no way for them to pay the bills, if that hospital doesn't have the money to hire more staff, or to hire the best of the best, which I think is a ridiculous term, but, hiring the most elite, you have to pay me $100 an hour. Yeah, but the average rate is $25 an hour. If you want me, you got to pay $100 an hour. For a hospital to do that, they need to have money. They need to be in a demographic, or they need to be in a part of the city that where people pay their bills. But if you are the community hospital that is taking care of everybody that aren't paying, shouldn't you be at the top of the list? That's a pretty nice hospital. You are taking care of people for free. You should be given accolades for eating the profit and doing all your hard work uncompensated. So, it is fascinating when you kind of break down some of the data. I would like to see Nevada represented more. California, of course, and, Texas is represented pretty well in a lot of these. But I'm telling you right now, we have some of the most fantastic physicians, fantastic nurses, respiratory therapists, pharmacists, dentists, chiropractors. I am blown away at the talent Nevada has been able to find. But we did lose a lot of talent when our state decided to not be able to manage malpractice suits to the degree that malpractice companies said, "I'm pulling out." And we lost a lot of good physicians in the early 2000s because they had a previous case, which doesn't mean they're a bad doctor. It could mean, somebody wanted to sue. It was easier for them to settle. And so we lost a lot of doctors because they couldn't get malpractice coverage. Well, if you can't get malpractice coverage, you have to go where you can. And we lost some fantastic providers as a result of that. So if you ask me what makes a good hospital, one is where the community supports the hospital. Two is when there's plenty of staff. Three, when there's good tort reform and laws. Four is when there's ample funding. Five is when you don't have crappy traffic to get you into the hospital where you need to be. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. Democrats are dialing in on the issue of abortion as election season rolls forward. Nearly 2 years since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, there's a new initiative marking 51 years since the landmark court decision was made to legalize abortion. Democrats like Vice President Kamala Harris say Republicans are waging an offensive against women.
In America, freedom is not to be given. It is not to be bestowed. It is ours by right.
Republicans are debating the prospect of passing a federal ban on abortion. There are no reports of any serious damage early this morning following another earthquake in California. The magnitude 4.3 quake struck off the coast of Northern California last night. More than 100 people reported feeling it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Docadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Randy had listened to our show when we talked about electric vehicle anxiety, and he said every time he sees a Tesla on the road, he gets nervous that this is going to be a reality, and he doesn't want one. And, you know, I really hope that the way our society starts to kind of level off and find some peace is if we could get the politicians and our current president to stop coming up with these stupid mandates. And unfortunately, it's not just Biden. I think 13 states, Washington, California, New York, Virginia, D.C., are mandating new car sales to be zero emission, meaning EV or hybrid. I love the idea of a hybrid, to be honest, because I like being able to, hedge. If I don't have fuel, I have electricity. If I don't have electricity, I have fuel. But I am a little nervous about the whole electric vehicle market. And all we have right now is a very slanted narrative. And, you know, oh, it's great. This is going to save our country. It's going to save our world. It's going to prevent climate change. And for those of us who know anything about cars and heavy cars and electricity and plugs and tires and the weight of the car and the fast acceleration, we're like, are you, can we see the data on exactly what this is doing in terms of environment? And now, don't be spreading false narratives. Now, will it help us get rid of our dependence on the Middle East for fuel and fossil fuels? Yeah, that it would help, absolutely. But is it worth the trouble? So many people say everyone who has one of these, they love it. Well, the only people I know that has an electric vehicle is rich. And the average rich person is pretty happy. Okay, now, I don't know an unhappy rich person right now. I'm sorry. They're happy because they're rich. They have a home with a nice, big, multi-car garage. They could plug it in at home. They have a job that has these really nice, big, fancy parking places where they could plug at work. Their car is detailed and clean and not full of chicken nuggets like my car gets, you know, because the kids, you know, and they're happy. But we need to hear from some real, real honest people. And I've spoken to some honest people saying, look, it is an adjustment. And if you don't charge or you have battery issues, it's a problem. Now, your car dying, your fuel car dying is a problem. Your car not starting is a problem. But I, unfortunately, have had too many experiences with my laptop or my iPhone where the battery life is not what it seems. How many times has your laptop said you have 4 hours left? So you're like, okay, good, I can make it throughout work. And then 30 minutes later, it says you only have 30 minutes left, and then it runs out within an hour. And you're like, wait a second, you promised me 4 hours. So this was an interesting testimony. And let me see if I could give credit. It was an opinion piece done by Jason Rantz, and Fox News published it. And he had said that last week, Hertz rental cars made headlines for ditching their electric vehicle fleet for more gas-powered vehicles. He says that he lived their reason, learning a harsh lesson in our weak EV infrastructure while driving to a wedding in Cle Elum, 90 minutes east of Seattle. So he doesn't own a car, so he rented one from Hertz. He thought he was getting a regular gas car, but they gave him an electric vehicle. Apparently, the gas-powered car that he had wanted was rented out. So he had no other options but the EV. So as he's driving to the wedding, he noticed he kept looking at the dashboard, watching a dwindling battery percentage. He says, just when I thought everything was going to be okay, I encountered hills. He said electric vehicle batteries do not like hills. I didn't know that. He said, when I arrived at the venue, my dashboard said that the battery would last only 43 more miles. I needed double that, he says, to make it back to Seattle. From the vows to the post-ceremony dinner, I was panicked. He downloaded apps that mapped out the nearest electric vehicle power stations, hoping that would work. There was a nearby EV plug in location. There were a dozen spaces, but it was only for Teslas. He said he wasn't driving a Tesla. Without a standard EV plug, if you don't have an adapter, you're out of luck. Again, this was a rental. The closest location compatible was a diner in the middle of nowhere 30 miles away. Now remember, the car said he had 43 miles left. So he headed out. He was watching the battery react to every hill, every press of the gas pedal. After 30 minutes, he only had 9.5 miles to the charger and a battery that could only handle 17 more miles. So he ended up, He said, when driving an EV, do not make any mistakes, like missing a poorly lit off-ramp to your plug-in station on the highway where the next opportunity to get off and head back is 2 miles away, when your battery has only about 1 mile left to give. He said he was forced to pull over. He cruised to a stop in the middle of nowhere. The battery had died as he was pulling off the freeway. Then the lights and the heat went out. It was pitch black and 30 degrees. He said, I don't know if you've ever tried getting a tow truck to pick you up in the middle of the nowhere, but it turns out they will accept your business, quote you $300, say they'll pick you up at 20 minutes, only to tell you 45 minutes they are canceling. He said he was on the phone for 2 hours yelling at Hertz customer service, cursing the lack of EV infrastructure in the state. He finally got an Uber after 2 hours of waiting in the cold. A driver named Hussein took pity, agreed to pick him up. But then his cell phone battery died. And because he had an EV, there was no battery, he couldn't plug it in. The Uber arrived, he just abandoned the EV, said it was now Hertz's problem. He got home, he gave a generous tip plus the $108 that it cost. And that was his experience. Now, I know this might have been one of the, you know, worst case experiences with an EV, but, you know, we aren't used to EVs. And, you know, we're pretty much used to fuel cars. And if we are driving somewhere new, we do map out where we could get gas. And but I got to tell you, if you have X amount of miles or X amount of tank, and as long as you don't have a leak, you could pretty much trust that and gauge that. Now, yes, he probably should have charged it up before he went to the wedding. There might have been some other options. But being forced to take an EV and then being stuck and stranded, that's dangerous stuff. And you keep hearing people, where their Tesla got stranded or they needed AAA or they needed a tow truck. I got to tell you, if we are going to be doing this electric vehicle thing, going into the tow truck business is going to be a gold mine. And it shouldn't be that way. Now, it just, I don't think our use of batteries, and I don't think we know how to preserve batteries. I try my best to not overcharge, to not let my phone run on dry, to not supercharge, to not, because these things wear out the battery. But batteries are unpredictable. And we need predictable cars, reliable. All these commercials, for all these car commercials you see when you're watching football, are all about reliability, reliability. If people don't feel their electric vehicle's reliable enough, don't force it. Let people have options. I don't mind that we're going to have electric vehicles. And hopefully people who are poor will be able to get one too, as long as there are plenty of charging stations or apartment complexes allow charging. But, for those of us that have phones, we could charge at home. If you're not going to let people charge that easily, and if we're all electricity-based, dependent on a grid that only operates in perfect weather, that's a problem. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it's primary day in New Hampshire, and it's now down to two. President Donald Trump and former U.N. Ambassador and South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. And after DeSantis came in second in Iowa this weekend when he saw that he did not have a path to presidency and was probably running low on funds or being told staff issues and a whole variety of issues, he decided to suspend his campaign, which I think is appropriate. You know, he gave it a good try. He was thought to be originally the only one that could give Trump a run for his money. But, you know, people love Trump. And so very hard to find GOPs who, you know, if they like what DeSantis is about, to completely dislike what Trump is about. So you didn't have a lot of stark differences. Nikki Haley has kind of positioned herself as more of a foreign policy expert based on her UN ambassadorship. So not only was she a governor, which is always very promising. People prefer governors to be president over senators because, you know, you ran a state, you have more to show for what you did. Senators work hard, but to be able to manage a state is, I think, a prerequisite to being able to attempt to manage a country. So, you know, being a senator, yeah, you represent a state, but you're not the one managing it. And so there was a poll years ago or a study showing more people feel that if one was a governor, you know, such as Ronald Reagan, you know, it shows, or Arkansas with Bill Clinton, it shows that they have a lot more experience when it comes to trying to manage budgets and security and economy and schools and things like that. So, you know, she has some fascinating experiences and some, it just, we are not expecting her to lead. She's doing, you know, better than I think a lot of people thought she would, but Trump is still soaring in the polls and winning the Iowa caucuses. If he wins New Hampshire, and then if he wins South Carolina, which is her home state, you know, she's going to have to make a decision about leaving. She says she's not going to quit, and I don't blame her. I think it would be better for the GOP to have her quit, because now you don't have, you know, individuals pretending to be, Republican. You know how in primaries you could switch your, in some states you could switch your political party really quickly, go and vote for the less viable candidate, and then quickly switch your affiliation back to the other side, you know, so that you help promote a candidate that is easier to beat. There's things like this that happen all the time, and so if in this early on it does look like Trump, it's in the GOP's best interest for all resources and all hands on deck to be there for Trump. But I understand why Nikki Haley isn't giving up, because if there is some twisted manipulation of law where Trump isn't allowed to run, or something happens where they don't let him, or a medical issue, she has not suspended a campaign. She is still, you know, on track and can then move forward to become the nominee. So I don't anticipate her wanting to give up soon. Usually there's milestones and there's donors, and it's harder to find donors, you know, who will put tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, behind your campaign if they don't think it's going to win, because they don't want to lose that money. You don't get your money back when you donate to a candidate and they lose. It would be nice, but you just don't. Romney donors don't get their money back. Herman Cain, may he rest in peace. You know, Chris Christie donors, you don't get that money back. So somebody who's, you know, wealthy but smart with their money is at some point going to say, look, if this is not a sure bet, this is a big gamble. But I understand why she's going to move forward, because she's moved farther than anybody else would expect her to, considering she's running up against Trump. And again, she wants to be poised in a position in case Trump can't run. But for the GOP, having all resources and all donors and all commercials, Trump is already battling, you know, behind his back, all the other BS that's, you know, people want to see another battle, especially with, you know, Nikki Haley. I think people want to move forward in terms of, let's see what happens. And on the Democrat side, drama on their end, because New Hampshire is holding a Democratic Party, but the National Democratic Party isn't recognizing it. Remember, the DNC wanted South Carolina to go before New Hampshire because they felt there was an underrepresentation of minorities. And if early caucuses or early primaries show one candidate, then the later the primary for the other states, the less important it appears. I disagree. I can't tell you how many people won the Iowa caucus who never made president. So, you know, I understand that there could be trends and people could be dropping out of the race, but, you know, they wanted South Carolina to go first. New Hampshire said no way. So they're holding the Democratic primary, just Biden's not on the ballot. So they're going to have, I think, Representative Dean Phillips, author Marianne Williamson. So there's going to be other people on the ballot. And then there are a group of President Joe Biden supporters who have organized a write-in campaign. So what they want to do is write in his name so that he... So I just don't... The Democratic Party is themselves kind of flubbing in terms of, you know, who they want and who was the best representation of them. Is it Joe Biden again with his poor poll numbers? And then, you know, you don't want to tick off one of your primary states. So it's you know, obviously not without its drama. But, you know, this we're coming into the end of January. And so the election is less than 10 months away. This is going to be crazy. And, you know, it's chaotic. I think the chaos is already here now. As I said, you know, for the GOP, Trump needs to be the front runner early and as soon as possible. Because as these states and as these judges are trying to keep him off the ballot, it'll appear more as election tampering if it doesn't appear as election tampering already. You know, when you have the one candidate that resoundingly the Republicans want, and there is a force and a platform and a movement to not allow their top choice to run, it challenges our democracy. And even Democrats have said, look, you know, let the Republicans choose who they want. You know, it's not for judges or government to decide. You know, if the voters want him, they have him. If the voters don't want him, he'll never make it far. But for somebody to make it far, and you're hearing the voice of the voters, and for other entities to try to stop him, it just solidifies his, and that's why he's rising in the polls. People do believe that he is being, you know, isolated and being, you know, picked out, and, you know, he's the you know, poster child for, you know, obstruction, and it's not right. Well, it just makes him more powerful. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens in the coming weeks. And, when there's so many other individuals who have committed crimes and it takes years for anything to happen in the court system. Meanwhile, Trump has court dates all over, right, the Eastern Seaboard. It looks suspicious. It does. So you're speeding up justice just for President Trump and not for everybody else? 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.